Let's see, what else can I talk about? Anything I can talk about? Got any ideas?
Do you have an idea? Well, how did you feel about everyone, like, really looking up to us? Like, last year we were just kind of like these guys.
Oh.
Nobody knew about the site, and now they're really coming to the room.
Okay,
MOD asked to join us. I mean, what does that say?
Okay, yeah, actually, that's a good point. I thought of two things I wanted to say.
So that's what I wanted to say.
The first,
like, I'm so blown away by that.
As a group, we really have grown in, as far as I respect, at least in the North American scene, that may be due to the fact that we're one of the few groups that actually is cohesive and is publicly known.
And
now has produced a demo. It almost seems a travesty to me that despite all the work we've done in a multitude of areas with the archive and the newsletter and contests and all different sorts of different things, that we haven't been accepted before really as a group. And I can't see that we've put less effort in than anyone else out there. It's just we have a different job. It's not that we didn't want to produce demos, it's just we had other tasks that were going on, although I think everyone else felt that we weren't qualified or didn't have enough talent to do those things.
I think they needed a point of reference.
Well, now we got, I guess, a marker on the map. Our first demo came out and did well, so at least that will dispel some of the rumors that we weren't able enough to do that sort of thing. The second thing, actually, I wanted to remark upon, I guess since this is my personal entry, is sort of my position in the scene and how the scene looks at me. Whereas people at NADE really recognized Trickster and walked up to him and were happy, I got relatively few people that just came up to me, "Oh my God, it's Snowman." This may be due in part to the fact that I've been cutting my name out of a lot of things and trying to make my name discreet for some reason. I think everyone pretty much knows what I do, but doesn't really know how to react to me. A musician, a coder, and a graphician all have very distinct roles and can be easily recognized. Everyone says, "Well, who's a good coder? Who's a good musician?" That fourth and often so overlooked area, the organizers, the facilitators, that's where I fit in. Whereas, well, Future Crew had Psy, and I guess that would be point is Trickster. I'm like I guess the Gore or something, where people would recognize but not really know how to interpret or interact with them. I guess that's fine by me. I'm actually content now, I think, to kind of maybe fade away a little bit. Actually, well, it doesn't make sense if I want to get reoriented with the scene, but okay, I'm starting to ramble now. I keep wanting to talk more, and I'm running out of things to say. Well, let's see. This year, I took a different approach to interacting with people that are considered elite in the scene. Rather than acting overawed, I took a more casual approach to them, and that seemed to be pretty effective. Daredevil, I was warm, and Bayshead I never have been able to bond with, I guess. He's just not that outwardly friendly, to me at least. Necros is a cool guy all around. Sometimes when people get really popular, it goes to their heads. I can give a few examples, I won't. But Necros has remained pretty cool, and I thank him for filling in on the speech I was supposed to do this year. I don't know if this was just an excuse I invented afterward or if this is actually true, but about midday yesterday, the last day of NADE, I decided that I didn't want to give my speech this year. And this is after couple months of telling all my coworkers in sales department at night and friends and family, you know, what I was going to do and how forward I was looking forward to doing this and how I was going to be this big shot and talk to everybody in the scene. But I think when it came time, I realized that this being the second year of Nate, I was going to get really emotional towards the end and get sad, and that I felt if I got up on stage, that those feelings would only be magnified by standing looking out at everyone up on stage. So I think that might have played a part in my not wanting to give the speech. Negros gave a little one, so he did a good job.